Blunt Talk with LT, episode 146. This episode's brought to you by StackWop.com. StackWop.com/shop for your SGE merch. Use promo code Blunt Talk, capital B, capital T, no space, for 10% off everything in the SGE store. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like button upon entry. All right, let's get it. First topic of the day. This shit's filthy. Downright filthy. I don't care what anyone says. Fuck it. I'm judging. Let's pull this up. 55-year-old Florida man goes viral after he marries his 18-year-old goddaughter. All right, so this 18-year-old girl has four kids.
Jesus Christ.
Four kids at 18. I don't know how many of these are his, if any of them are his. He married an 18-year-old girl. How long was this relationship? He actually had a past relationship with her mother.
What?
Man. We had Kodak Black respond to this. He left a statement. He said, SMH, my daddy did the same shit. Left us to start another family with his goddaughter. I was about 9. But I ain't judging nobody, though. To each his own. It could be true love. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. I don't give a fuck what it is. That shit, that, man. Okay, there's a statement made by the mother and the daughter. Let's listen to this.
No. But that hoe got me fucked up. Because I ain't it. Find something safe to do. So, this was what it is, right? I'm on live. So, my daughter and Mike Huckabuck married each other, right? I don't approve of that stupid-ass, cartoon-ass shit. And that's what the fuck I said. I ain't even go to that fuck-ass shit. Mike, you know I fucked your ass in 2017 in my apartment in the motherfucking LP. When you was coming over there hard. Anybody who know me know that I stayed over y'all seen that fat stank-ass nigga the fuck over there. Okay? For a cell phone, $150. Okay? I was working at Family Dollar, and I needed some extra money. So that's what that was about. I told this dumb, and then when she ran away when I stayed over there with my oldest daughter in Jacksonville, Mike was the main one talking about this is my goddaughter. Y'all helped me find her. Da-da-da-da. Y'all remember that shit? Y'all remember when I whooped Deja's ass in that kitchen too? Like the 14-year-old little girl she was. Yeah, y'all remember that shit. So, with that being said, Deja's my last child. Her name really is Deja Miaya Evans. Like Davinia Evans, mine. She just got adopted in 2016, right before I came home. Okay, by Ashley Jackson, white chick. Alright, so. With that being said, Deja doesn't remember when she was little. She don't remember when she was with me. I lost my kids through DCF. A lot of y'all know I used to snort patties, sold a lot of motherfucking drugs, whooped a lot of ass, went to jail a lot. I was young and wild as fuck. I don't apologize, and I'd be goddamn if I apologize any motherfucking more. But bitch, you said you mad at Mike because you need stability. Okay, so, your son, your stepson, my little cousin, your little cousin, yeah, he didn't know whether to call you his godmama or his motherfucking god, I mean his stepmama or his god sister.
Okay, so that was the mother of the woman that got, the 18-year-old girl, I should say, that got married to the 55-year-old man. So you can clearly see that she does not approve of it. She had the grill in her mouth. The blunt in her hand. At the end of the day, ma'am, I'm speaking to the mother. You raised this girl. You raised her. So when someone says, who raised you? That's who's accountable for the activity. All right, so let's get to the daughter's statement.
Me and my husband, we're married. Me and my husband ain't going nowhere. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't give two fucks.
I should have said responsible for it, because the mother is responsible for raising someone that interacts like this. All right, let's get back to it.
About y'all opinions, y'all on here talking about, oh, I'm just stating my opinion.
It
don't mean shit to us. So why the fuck waste your time and energy and your motherfucking time out of the day and your life to sit up here and keep on saying it? That's your opinion. We don't care. At the end of the day, everything is done. We're legally motherfucking married. I'm 18. I'm grown now. Talking about, oh, you just a baby. I'm 18, bitch. I moved out my mama's house when I was 16. 16. 16.
Sit your dumb ass down.
At 16. What did I do? Get a job. Get a job. Pregnant and all, working. Pregnant. F***ing working. At 16 with no motherfucking body. I ain't had nobody. My mama was a druggie. Nobody, never had nobody. I'm not saying this to show to have no sympathy or looking for sympathy. Nobody sympathizing with me. This is not what it's for. I'm just letting y'all know that I don't give a f- about y'all opinions. It don't mean sh- to me. It don't, because at the end of the day, everybody have a life to live. Okay, so what? He's 46, not 50. Thank you. He's 46. Half of y'all motherfucking mammies, he probably fucked half of y'all motherfucking
people's. If you don't get that bullshit out of my face, mammies.
And you got y'all daddies mad, and some of y'all motherfuckers mad at him because he on his shit, and we both on our shit. And the fuck, y'all just mad because I'm happy. Deja always gonna be happy. No, y'all hoes thought that I was never gonna be it because of my past. That's what the fuck y'all thought, and I proved y'all wrong. That's why y'all hoes really mad. But at the end of the day, that shit ain't even worth it, because at the end of the day, I'ma do me. We gonna do us. I'ma continue wear this motherfucking rock on my finger, and I don't give a fuck what a bitch gotta say. I don't.
Okay, let me address a bunch of things. There's a lot of things to address. This is why I like to stop it in the middle and address it, but I let it play through. Okay, why we give our opinions and you don't care? Okay, there's a bevy of reasons why we people give our opinions on things like this. First of all, this is a job. This is how we make money. You know what I mean? Making money off of giving our opinion about you, first and foremost. Secondly, it illuminates how stupid this activity is, and we bring light to it. And people steer away from dumbass shit like this because they don't want to look as stupid as you.
Jesus
second
Christ.
Of all, he's 46, not eight, he's not 55. He's 46. All right, you're still 18. That's still gross. Get over it.
Get a job, nigger.
What else do we got here pertaining to this? Jealous of her. She's saying people are jealous of her. I don't know who's jealous of an 18-year-old woman that's married to a 46-year-old man, a mother of four. None of the kids are his.
She belongs to the
that
street.
Man's formerly been with your mother. This is a hot mess. No, you don't care that people judge you? Well, you're being judged. That's life. You're not getting a participation trophy on this one. Fuck out of here. That shit's gross. All right, what else do we got here? This is really blunt talk, because fuck out of here with this bullshit. Meg Thee Stallion, you're up next. Meg Thee Stallion posts this picture with her man, Partisan Fontaine. I think his name, Partisan Fontaine Party. They call him Party. I didn't realize he has this feminist tattoo on his stomach. What the fuck is that? Okay, so she's in a submissive position, head by his crotch, and she posted this picture. And her female fans lost it. They're disowning her. They're going in on her on multiple Twitter threads. I think I got one of them right here. Yeah, oh, my sister is gone. Bunch of retweets, a bunch of likes, a bunch of girls going in on the thread talking about she's gone because she's submitting to a man. I don't know. I don't listen to Meg Thee Stallion's music, so I don't know if she's just selling a large cap in her music. I don't know if she's pulling a Beyonce and pulling that single lady shit, meanwhile being married with kids. But I'm pretty sure she pushes female empowerment, single shit, boss bitches shit. So that's probably why her female fans aren't having that. I'm saying female fans like she has much male fans. Yeah, it is what it is, man. I have to hold the fans accountable, too, because you guys are constantly finessed and hoodwinked by rappers living a life or being sold a lifestyle that they're not quite living. That's your fault. Sometimes it's just music. Sometimes they're not even selling the lifestyle. They're just making a music.
What?
They're making a music video to go along with the music that they're making for clubs, for anthems, to try to, you know, get hit records. And people take it too seriously. But, you know, it is what it is. What else do we got here? Heavyweight champion Tyson Fury is in some hot water after this video resurfaced of him using the N-word in a video after his victory over Deontay Wilder. He was basically rapping along to a Biggie song with his kids. Let's play this and react to this.
What?
Yeah, this is the wrong video. A zebra in the house. I don't know how it got there. We'll react to that after. Here we go. Okay, so should this video have ever gotten out? No. I don't know who leaked that video. That's bad PR for Tyson Fury. But do I care, actually? Nah, I don't. Do I think he's racist? Nah.
I'm here to tell you right now.
It's not a good look.
We don't care.
It's not a good look. I don't think he should have been doing that. He shouldn't have been saying nigga on camera, being a white guy with your kids around, your white children. Shouldn't influence that. That word shouldn't be so easily tossed around. But do I care? No. That's his job he has to do as a parent. It is what it is. I don't care. Do I think he's racist? No, not after him singing along a song. But does it matter? Not really.
We don't
care.
It's not
in your face.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
Let's be real, man. We don't. Do we care? We know it probably happens, but do we actually care singing along a song? Nope. Not me, at least. Y'all might disagree, but it is what it is. You're entitled to your opinion. What else do we got here? You know, I need to see Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder now. Anthony Joshua lost. Deontay Wilder lost. We don't really want to. I don't know if anyone wants to see a Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury number four, because the last fight was ridiculous. It was great. It was a great fight. I think Deontay Wilder has to lose weight if he wants to win, because he got tired too quick at that weight. But we need to see Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder now. Before these guys completely fall off and keep getting washed, we need to see these guys get in the ring. And the winner of that could fight Tyson Fury. And if it's Deontay Wilder, we'll get Deontay Wilder Fury 4 with a warm-up. So he's coming with some, you know, confidence in a warm-up fight. Let's get to the next topic. Okay, so DC Comics' new Superman comes out as bisexual in an upcoming issue. 50 Cent reacted to this. He says, oh shit, the world is coming to an end. Who did this shit to Superman? So now he like Lois Lane and Larry. Ain't this a bitch? 50 said that. Okay, so because this is YouTube, I'm going to keep it YouTube friendly here. And I'm just going to give you the news.
What?
I'm just going to give you the news. No opinion.
Gay!
No opinion on this. I'm not a Superman fan. I like anime. I'm not really into DC Comics. I don't really care. You guys take the L. Another W for anime. What else do we got here? I wanted to touch on this topic. Okay, so this girl, this woman, young woman, young black woman, went to Twitter and shared her condolences to her aunt who died from a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift procedure. Okay, let me read the tweet. My aunt died from a BBL procedure today. I'm not shaming BBLs at all, but learn to love yourself before social media makes you feel like you aren't enough. I'm going to miss her crazy fun self so much. May her soul rest in perfect peace. And this got a lot of support, got a lot of retweets, got a lot of likes, but it got a lot of backlash from people saying that just because you get some sort of procedure done doesn't mean you love yourself. And it was heavily contested. And let me read a little part of some of what happened in here. Okay, so this actually got more likes than the combatant who had a response here. So this woman says, why do people think that just because they get their body done mean they don't love themselves? Like, why can't it just be because that's what they want? And then another woman responds, ma'am, someone died and you're out here arguing in favor of unnecessary, expensive and dangerous procedures that people only get because they're heavily brainwashed by media and advertising into thinking they need to fit an arbitrary idea of what's attractive. Love yourself. I agree with the second lady in this back and forth, because really and truly it does come from a lack of self-love. You want to compete. You want to have the bigger booty than the next girl.
That's why
you're getting the BBL. You don't love what your natural body is. You don't want to do the work. You don't want to work out. You don't want to practice good diet and nutrition to get the body. You're not happy with your body, so you want to have surgical operations to alter what you already have. and people being disingenuous and acting like it's not. She was paying condolences to her grandma or to her aunt, and trying to stop people from proceeding with these dangerous surgeries to make their ass bigger. This tweet, this post shouldn't have been contested. People should have just been like, yeah, RIP to your aunt, and take the message for what it is. But you know, it's Twitter. People are going to debate it. You can't stop the internet. People are going to do what they want. So I'm not saying that. But at the end of the day, it's like, we're not going to care about your, you know, taking up for people that clearly have issues with the way they look. Oh, I just want a little more ass. Well, then do some squats. Work out a little bit. Like, nah, I'm not having that. That's not a viable excuse. People do need to love themselves a little bit more. What else do we got here? All right, so we got a reaction video to react to. Some girl dodges the punch of a man. I don't know why the man was swinging on the girl, but she ducks and weaves this pretty well. So let's look at this.
Oh, damn!
Ooh. And he hit the car.
Oh, damn!
Okay, so this young woman is in sandals and a highlighter green weave. So she's sandaling and weaving it up, or that's a wig, whatever. But she's literally sandaling and weaving it up, dodging these punches out here. This nigga caught the air, and then he busts his face on the front of a car. He's going to have to pay for those damages. He holds two L's right there.
Get a job, nigga.
That's bad. Shout out to that girl for ducking that punch. That nigga abusive. I don't know who that was. Okay, let me see this. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. I'm just rewinding the clip for anyone that can't see. Yeah, that was clean. That was some awareness. That was some ultra instinct awareness.
Perfect.
All right.
It's over 9,000.
All right. That video should be clean. No one got harmed in the making of that video. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up here. A long day. We kind of tired out here. Short episode, but we kind of tired out here. We did a lot today. A lot's been going on in these channels. Make sure you subscribe to LTTV. Make sure you subscribe to Blunt Talk with LT. And if you're into basketball breakdowns, I have another channel, Ball Talk Daily. We on there daily breaking down basketball shit. So, yeah. Make sure you subscribe. Probably going to wrap it up here. I have one more thing I want to get to. A 50 Cent video. He spoke about, okay, let's get into this.
Because I already had more than I needed. Like, when I left on the first tour, I did my first run, the Rock the Mic tour, everything we did. I came back, I had $38 million in my account. Mm. And all I had was a two-bedroom apartment that was $800 a month. So if you don't spend it, you know the IRS is going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed the expenses, you know. So I ended up buying Mike Tyson's home in Farmington and stuff like that. Different things. Like, I was adjusting to it. Like, you know, even at that point, you want everybody to be with you.
Right.
Because you're enjoying everything. I never wanted to be someone different. I wanted to be a better version of me. Like, to not have the restraints that I had. You know, and when you come up without finances, it seems like the biggest restraint, and it makes you make that financial or money focus.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 50 showed how frugal he was during that time of come up, and financially responsible. When a lot of people, as soon as they get the bag, they have to blow it because they've been devoid of money for so long, as he said, paraphrasing what he said, but pretty much. Smart business decisions. It's good that he puts out those messages so people will kind of try to repeat that, or a version of that. You know that 50 Cent was being frugal until he needed to spend it because the tax man was going to take it anyway. So good message to put out to his fans. But we're going to wrap it up here. Make sure you subscribe. We out. Yeah.